This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Out West Radio, a community-driven podcast built in the heart of Hamilton at Western Community Centre. We are webbing networks and creating safe spaces for ownership in our community. Whānau first, hapori first.
Kia ora, nau mā hara mai, nau mā hoki mai ki roto e tēnei kaupapa o Out West Radio. Kia ora whānau, if you're new to the space, we're based at 46 Hyde Ave at the Western Community Centre. If you're an OG, welcome back. This podcast slash radio is just about giving you all the info about what's happening out west at the Western Community Centre. Before we get into that, we have a mission statement to create opportunities and provide support that enhances the holistic well-being of the people in our community. We also have a vision statement of thriving, vibrant, healthy and self-reliant communities, and we also have some values that we hold dear to us and we wear them on our sleeve. It's around being strength-based, a strength-based approach through our language and also our body posture, just making sure that everyone feels welcome here and following that with our values: respect, integrity, quality services, meaningful relationships, professionalism, and of course, honouring the bicultural journey of Te Tiriti o Waitangi. I'm going to share a little bit about what we've been up to lately or recently. So it is school holidays. We're into the second week of the school holidays, and it's finished. Obviously, like, it's the Friday, the end of the school holidays. But I want to share a little bit about what we've been up to. Obviously, there's been the junior school holiday program, the Western Stars one, and then there's our senior holiday program that's been happening this week. We also have our oldies group, all of the stuff that's been happening recently as well. Their luncheon trips. What else do we have on? Just the basic, the general stuff that we have going on here. Obviously, our food parcels, our table and chair hire, the computer usage at the front here in our foyer, and also, our free phone usage. And if you come in to use those things, that's all good. They are free to use. They are open to the public. So if you come and use our computers, there is internet attached to them. There's four of them in the foyer. And if you need to use the phone, there's no number to dial up, but just go and ask reception and they'll point you in the right direction of the phone. Now, if you're just coming out to hang out, feel free to ask if you can make yourself a coffee or a cup of tea. We'll point you in the direction of the staff room where everything is, or if you just want to come and chill out, we also have couches in our foyer if you just want to come and relax for a bit. I would like to jump in and just say thank you to all the people that support the Western Community Centre, that donate time, donate money, and donate like food to the Western Community Centre to make the community centre what it is today. So this, around this time, we actually have over 15k followers now here at the Western Community Centre on our Facebook page. So massive thank you to everyone who has supported our page, whether you've liked the post, whether you've shared an event, volunteered, attended any programs, or simply just followed along. You have helped us reach more people in our community, and you probably don't even know it, but we've reached a lot of people in our community. We are incredibly grateful for the ongoing support, and we look forward to continuing on bringing our community together. And we do have a hashtag on our Facebook page as well, and it's Together We Are Strong. And we like to talk about our mission statement again, where we create opportunities to provide support that enhances the holistic well-being of the people in our community, and that's what that post is about. So it's so nice to have everyone invest in into what the Western Community Centre is about, and journey alongside us. Again, our fruit and veggie packs. If you're lucky to get in and get your $15 fruit and veggie pack, in those packs you had cabbage, broccoli, carrots, potatoes, bananas, avocado, and oranges. Again, there's no need to Place an order. You just come and stop on from Wednesday to Friday and come and pick up your fruit and veggie pack. It is $15. It's the equivalent of spending $30 at your local supermarket. We do take cash. We take FPOS, and we also have PayWave. And if you are around on the 25th and the 26th, they're both a Saturday and Sunday, the 25th and the 26th of July, there is a Mindset Self-Defense and Close Quarters Combat. It is a Women's Street Smart Self-Defense Workshop. I mean, if you're around, it does cost $20, but you can go onto our Facebook page and register or just want to check it out. Make sure you go and check it out on our Facebook page. Every Tuesday we have a JP, and they normally finish up at around 11. But if you do miss that, we also have the Citizens Advice Bureau, also based here at the Western Community Centre, on your Wednesdays between 10:30 and 12:30. So if you are and you do miss out on the Justice of the Peace, we do have the Citizens Advice Bureau, and that's Sharon with your weekly clinic. And from 10:30 to 12:30, no appointment needed. It's the Citizens Advice Bureau. And it provides free, confidential, independent information and advice to anyone. They help people know their rights and how to access the services that they need. Keen to talk about the junior holiday program, Western Stars. They are on the end of week two. It's the last day of the school holidays, and they are going on a trip. They're going to the Marvel Skate Rink. So today, that's where they will be. But throughout the 2 weeks, they've done a whole heap of stuff. They've done Nerf battles. They've gone to Crawlin's Playground. They've done arts and crafts. They've done cookie decorating. They've gone to Inflatable World. What else have they done? They also do gutter board tournaments. They've had Kimura Kiwis out. They've also gone to see a play at the Meteor Theatre. And that was the play that they went to see was The Hunt The Hunt for the Giant's Heart. They've done pajama and arts and crafts. They've done PJ parties. They've done play ball sports. They've also been cooking and making spaghetti meatballs. And then again, today they are at Marvel Skate Park. The other thing that I want to talk about is the new space that we are creating for young people. So there's a it's called the Fresh Space for New Generations, and that starts on Monday, the 20th of July. It's a new chapter where it begins to develop, the changing rooms that are already there, and we're creating a youth hub inside that. So the new chapter begins as the development gets underway at the Western Community Centre. This is a great step forward as we create a fresh, welcoming space for the new generations to come with the youth hub. But if you do want to keep updated, make sure you check out our Facebook page, because we'll be posting content. We'll be sharing the journey and keep you posted, so you know what's going on, you know what you've been supporting, and you'll be able to see the background or what's happening in the background. Just basically checking it out. We'll post some videos, some reels, and also some stuff to our stories as well. But what we have to offer, we have over 101 unique support services, activities, events, and programs that are held each year available to the public from our community-owned facilities at Hyde Ave and Grandview Road. Now, everyone knows that we can be just general as a community information hub. So if you need any information, feel free to come down to Western Community Centre and we can point you in the right direction. But what we do have to offer here, and these are all the organisations, all the people that come and support our community, bring the co-popper to the community centre so that it's easily accessible for the people in our community. Now, we have Justice of the Peace. Again, Tuesdays, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Justice of the Peace on Tuesdays. Now, remember, if you do miss out on that, we have Citizens Advice Bureau or Advice Clinics, and they're on Wednesday, 10:30 to 12:30 p.m. We have Family Court Navigator. That's fortnightly. There's Kāinga Ora Housing Support and Housing Support Manager, and that's fortnightly as well. We do have whānau support. We have a whānau support worker, Aroha. If she is not here, she is obviously out with her whānau. Her list is so big that you probably rarely see her at the community centre, sitting at a desk, is because she comes in, she sets everything up for her clients or for the whānau in our community, and she's just in and out, and she's just working hard. So very, very hard to catch her, but it is worth, still worth leaving a message so that we can pass that on. Well, Hamilton Budgeting Advisory Trust, Financial Mentoring, and that's on Tuesdays and Fridays. We have legal advice from Nehemiah and Pebbles and Holtz. They're on Tuesdays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. That whānau is a must booking. We have acupuncture on Tuesdays, 10 a.m. To 11:30. That is a must booking as well. And then we have the Plunkett Outreach Clinic. And you would go on to your local for your babies to try and find out where there is a local Plunkett in your area, and you can book in through that. We have the fruit and veggie co-op bags. Again, that's the $15 bag. And it is the equivalent of spending $30 at your local supermarket. But from Wednesday after 10:30 a.m., you can start coming in to pick up your fruit and veggie packs. Now, just remember that we do close at 5:30. So anytime after that, it's not available. Like, everything's closed. So just keep in mind when you're trying to come and pick up your fruit and veggie pack that you can pick it up inside that time. We also have the co-op and the food rescue stuff. Thank you to the people from our community that drop off the fruit or the food from their trees that have been growing in off season and in season. I don't even know how that works. I've got a lemon tree that grows in off season and in season, but for all those people, all the whānau that are dropping off the fruit to the Western Community Centre so that we can hand it out to the people in our community. So thank you very much for your support. Your support does go a long way. Now, if you are in our area, you probably do get the newspaper. So the Western Community Centre newspaper bi-monthly is delivered to over 19,000 homes around this area. So if you do get your newspaper, great work. But if you don't, please let us know, and we can make sure that some of those newspapers get sent your way as well. And if you're old school and you don't go onto Facebook, you probably like radio, which is probably why you're listening to us today. You can get your newspaper, or you can come down to the Western Community Centre. You don't have to buy it. You can just come and see us, and we'll hand the newspaper to you, and it's just around all the local stuff that we've been up to and the stuff that's coming up as well. And it's not just stuff that we're doing. We've got Fraser High School, any other local businesses that are doing things, all that information is in there as well. You just have to come down to the community centre and you can grab it, you can pick it up. The programs and activity stuff, we do have play groups and children's programs here at the community centre, and obviously our after school care, we do have that as well during school term, and then in the school holidays we have the school holiday program. We have the 50 plus events. There's trips, luncheons, activities and walking groups here for our elderly and our community. We also have the power bill check, where you bring in your power bill and we ensure you're not paying more than what you need to. We also have Toi Māori Art, and they're pretty much just based over at 108 Grandview Road. There is that. And then we have Western Wheels Learner License course. And in the first week of the school holidays, there's always a Learner License course, and that is run by Regan. We have our Outrest radio show, and that is run, obviously you're tuned into that right now. So we're based at 46 Hyde Ave. It's our radio show where we bring everything to you, and it's through Free FM 89.0, and you can listen to us on any other digital platform like Spotify, and we do every now and then post some of our sessions to Facebook, and sometimes Free FM posts some of our radio shows to their platforms as well. We've got youth activities, there's events, programs and leadership development. We have youth program, two youth programs, one Tāne and one Wahine group, and the Wahine is Tairanga, and for the boys group it's Tō Whakapōwai. They're both based at the Western Community Centre, and our program Tairanga for our young wahine, that's run on Wednesday 3:30 to 5:30 or Thursday 3:30 to 5:30, and then we have Tō Whakapō, the Western Community Centre, on a Friday 3:30 to 5:30 as well. Again, I think I might have mentioned it before, but our children's holiday program and after school program here at the Western Community Centre, we've got community education and training. We have those sessions as well. We also have facilities and services. So we have the free public phone usage and computers. I mentioned that before. We also have the photocopying, printing and scanning. And we also have our venue that, or inside our venue, we got all these rooms that we hire out as well. So we hire out our venue to over 2,519 bookings each year. That's 2,519 bookings each year. And over 153 community groups, organizations, faith-based communities, education providers, and other clubs just come and use our venue each year. Also a great place to have fun and gatherings. Like, we've had weddings, we've had 21st birthdays, 70th birthdays, 50th birthdays, first birthdays, all sorts of stuff here. We've had tangi, anniversary, so all of that stuff at the room has to offer you. Just come and check it out. Come and check if the room is what you need to have, or if you need, if you're running any of those events, just come and check it out. We've got table and chair hire, we've got fair share market, that's every second Saturday of the month. And there's like a, it's like a 3-hour session. So in the first hour session, it's crop swap, the next hour is craft swap, and then the next hour is a repair co-op. So that's every second Saturday of the month, and normally it starts at 9, finishes at 12. There's a regular 111 care first aid courses based here at the Western Community Centre, and there's also Go Eco Free Store Thursdays and Fridays, 1 p.m. Come and jump in line for the Kaivolution, and get your food parcel. Free meals Monday, Wednesdays and Fridays during school term from 2:30 p.m. onwards, and that's us doing a food pickup, lunch pickup from our local school, Fraser High School, and bringing the kai back down here to give out to our community. Now, the way that we do things at the community centre are very welcoming. Our young people always feel welcome here at the Western Community Centre, and they feel like they can enter every single room and be safe. Now, that you might notice that if you come past the Western Community Centre, you might notice that it is quite full of young people all the time, and that's because Neil has created this the momentum of young people coming into this building since way back, and it's never changed, and it probably will never change. So you will notice a huge presence of young people, a fluctuation of young people coming in and out of the Western Community Centre. That's because they find the belonging and being part of what the community centre has to offer, not only only to them, but what it has to offer other people in the community. So we love to keep young people around. We like to keep them engaged, give them tasks that they can complete, give them a bit of self-worth, and do the journey alongside them. So I love that about the community centre. And it doesn't matter if it's our volunteers. Our volunteers make the young people feel so welcome as well. And it's really nice. So our young people sometimes do get away with stuff inside the community centre because everyone loves young people around here. I think the community centre is so welcoming and creates opportunities that that just don't often come around. And I love that the community centre can bring that up, or bring that to fruition for the young people in our community. And then on top of that, we're looking forward to having the youth hub started. Who knows about the due date? I don't really care about the due date at the moment. I just love that we have started this momentum of getting the youth hub done. Now, over the last couple of weeks, we've been we've been packing out or packing in, removing stuff here from the community centre, from those rooms, and putting them to the side, getting rid of a whole heap of stuff, dump trips, metal recycling, bottle recycling, you name it, as long as we can get rid of it. We've been doing that at the community centre recently, just so that we can open up space for the workers that are coming in to do the mahi on Yeah, but pretty much on those old changing rooms, on those old club rooms. And so we recently showed all our young people like the visual walkthrough of what it looks like and what it could look like and what it could be. We're just giving them a visualization of what they could have or what they're going to have in the future. And it's pretty exciting. And it is just about giving a space for young people to come and hang out, feel safe, be able to come and do homework, be able to get stuff off their chest during a school week, and if they need to, just feel free to come and use the barbering, the radio, podcast stuff. If they need to be doing some stuff, I'm pretty sure that we can help them out inside the youth hub, and we're pretty excited. We just can't wait to get it done. We know that the young people will love it. We know that whānau will love it, because attached to that youth hub or that youth room, there's gonna be another big room built in there as well for other venue hire as well, which will be amazing. But we know that we can, as we're attached to that room with the youth hub, that we probably might use that every now and then, especially in the holiday program stuff. So we are definitely looking forward to that. Now, part of my other mahi that I do, I work for tertiary education, I work for Praxis NZ as well. And Neil actually let me, when I was studying at Praxis, let me come in, not quite as an intern, but just come in and do some work here, hang out with young people. That's like the start of my youth work journey. And yeah, I never have quite looked back. I look up to Neil. I love the mahi that he does, love the way that he does things, not just with young people, just humans in general, and the way that he makes them feel invited, to the table, makes them want to come back to the table, and also wants them and gives them opportunity to contribute to the table. So I love that, and I love the kaupapa that the Western Community Centre brings, but also going back to Praxis, registrations have opened to come and study, get your youth work paper, where it's kind of like, let us help you to help young people, in a different approach. So Praxis as an organization or tertiary education that kind of stands for active learning, and it's just around learning things through activities, learning things through Talano or having a conversation about it. But there is some written work, but I love the aspect of being able to elaborate on my assessment by talking to other people about it and getting assessed that way. Anyway, if you haven't heard of Praxis, please go and check it out. Praxis NZ, youth work certificate and diploma. So if you are keen, if you work with young people, if you're a teacher, if you're a teacher aide, if you're a coach, if you're into mentoring, if you're counselling, please go and have a look at it. Go and check out their space at Praxis NZ. And our school holiday, I'm going to jump back to school holidays now for our senior youth. And this week has been pretty cool. We've done amazing race. We have done driving range. We have done an overnighter, and we've also gone to the pools. One of the days inside the holiday program, we've done an amazing race, and we went to Taitoa Arboretum. And for some of you guys who don't know where it is, it's probably in between Dinsdale and Whatawhata, and there's this turn off that goes out to Taitoa Arboretum. Now inside there, we created this little what do we call it amazing race, and there's three groups. They get challenges, and what happened was we gave them a pallet, and each group had a pallet, and they traveled around to each station. But when they got to the first station, there was this challenge where they had to nail into a piece of wood, and it had to be completely in, but you were only allowed to hit the nail 5 times. And if you failed, another person from your team gets to have a try, and you just keep going until you get it properly. But when you move on, you get to take 10 nails and a hammer. When you get to the next station, you get a clue who you're looking for. You get to the next station, and then they had to saw a piece of wood in half, and then they get to leave it with a saw. They get to the next station. They build a table with the pallet, That's the task. And then once they've done, they have to be able to hold someone up on the pallet. And that was pretty cool, because once they've done that, they get to race off with the next clue to the location of the stone circle. And at the stone circle, once they get there, they were met with food. And now, because they were split into three groups, each group got their food, and they got to sit at the table that they made after an amazing race and eat their food at their table. And honestly, it was actually pretty outstanding. I've done it before. We've done it in Raglan, but I do feel like every time we do it, it is a little bit more special for them. Where they do a little bit of moving around, a little bit of hard work, and then they get some treats at the end of it. And also the overnighter. Last night we done the overnighter. Today we're off to the pools to spend the whole day at Te Rapa Pools. But last night, activities throughout the whole building, doing heaps of cool stuff, some creative stuff with young people. We wanted to watch movies, but we didn't quite. We got heaps of snacks. And I think the cool thing about the overnighter is that we get them, we take them to the supermarket, and they get to budget on what they are going to buy. So because they split into three groups, we made them, we gave one group dinner, one group dessert, and then the other group breakfast. So amongst all of that, each group got to spend $80, and the group that won was actually the dessert group, and I think they might have been 10 cents under budget, and then the other groups were like a dollar over, or might have been 30 cents over. But to be 10 cents under budget is actually pretty good. And they actually did make a really good dessert as well, which was amazing. But in saying that, we've had a really good holiday program, and school is starting back up next week. And I know our young people, and I know our kids that are in the junior holiday program, maybe looking forward to it, or maybe not looking forward to it, because they're enjoying their holiday at the moment. But in saying that, I feel like we have given them good opportunities to hang out inside the holidays. Last night, yesterday, I think we've done like 15 haircuts in one go, or not 15, might be like 14, might be 12. I think I'm over exaggerating, but whatever it was a lot of haircuts. And by the end of it, my upper back was just hurting. But yeah, my name is Tom. I'm the youth worker here, youth development worker here at the Western Community Centre. I'm always on radio, and I don't know if you get sick of my voice, but I love sharing what we have. But that's me. This is Out West Radio, and I'm signing out. Thank you for your time. Peace.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.